Blog Talk Radio.
To the show. Thank you for using.
Hello?
Hello? What the hell was that?
I don't know. Let me just see. It's still going. Okay.
That's insane.
I don't know if we're still... Okay, I stopped the music. I lost Jen. She had just called... You know, as soon as I put on her microphone, it started that, and her call dropped. And then once her call dropped, well, here she is. Once her call dropped, then it stopped. There she's at.
Hello.
Jen, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. It might have been something with the music.
Okay.
Because I stopped it. Yeah, when I stopped the music. But it didn't kick us off the air. It looks like it's still, it's running. So I guess we're on, it says on air.
Okay.
So. Anyway, people, everybody, welcome to the 490th Blog Talk Radio Show. I don't know what happened there. Another one of Blog Talk's crazy glitches or whatever. So, but yeah, so we'll guess we'll start our show. We're on Twitter and Facebook and iTunes. And I'm Marianne. You can find me at Mama _ Hooch. And we have Jen here. Hi, Jen.
I am REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay, and we have Diva Carey. Hi, Carey.
Hello. I'm at Diva Jewel.
Okay. So when this is all done, we'll have to see if it recorded or not. It looks like it is. So we'll see. Anyway, also, you can find our friends Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka at Twitter, and also at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Killtrip USA, who's Ian Buchanan. Before we get started, I just want to say happy birthday to our Diva Carey, birthday will be on Monday. Am I right?
Happy birthday, Carey.
Happy early birthday.
We celebrate on Thanksgiving, so I feel like it's already done. I already had it.
Oh, okay. So you already had a party or a celebration on Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah. We pretty much do that every year.
Yeah. Because it's always around. I guess it's Thanksgiving. Okay. So, all right. So let's say we're talking about the show. We were, Carey, right before it started, Carey and I were saying about how good the show was on Friday. So did you enjoy it, Jen, on Friday? Did you get to see Friday?
I made it up until Anna took the axe.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And that is
so
why
we can talk
she's
about...
the smartest person in there.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to... Did you get to see Julie?
Yes.
Tell off the devil? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's good. Yeah. So it was like, yeah, I guess, well, Tony and Anna were back on for a little bit on Friday. When it kind of started with them talking to EJ, I guess Anna has this idea she wants to play Kristen. Why? Or
why?
She thinks that would ever work. But then EJ says, well, you do know that I'll be playing John. And there's like these love scenes where like they're half naked. And he must have pointed that out to Tony. He said, you know, so you have no problem with me seducing your wife. And Tony gave him this like, half smile, half grin, like this little grin, like when you're like just want to kill somebody, but you know,
yeah,
you're being trying
like,
to be nice.
If you try it, you're dead.
Yeah. So we had that little bit of conversation before Steve Rand came in with Susan, who was stabbed.
Yeah.
Which did that make any sense to anybody? I guess. I guess in Susan's mind, it made sense.
Yeah, she stabbed herself rather than. Instead of stabbing John.
Yeah. because she told EJ that the devil said he wanted to find a body here. But when he said that, he meant he wanted to find John's body.
Yep.
I don't think he wanted to find, but in Susan's mind. So.
Yeah.
But luckily, I mean, there's blood everywhere, but luckily, according to Kayla or whoever, there was no major organs or whatever. So I guess she's going to be fine. But, yeah, Tony and Anna ran out to save John.
Yeah.
And Anna found this axe. They never really showed her cutting the axe. It just showed her, like, going to, and then that was it.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really a whole lot of Tony and Anna. What did you guys think?
Not enough.
I mean, not enough. Yeah, Anna was her crazy self, but there really wasn't much Tony and Anna. I don't know if they'll be back on again, or I know Teo's on into next year. I don't know if Anna is or not, so we'll have to see. What did you guys think of, John? And Anna made the comment about, John, you've been there for weeks. I don't think it was weeks. It was actually days. But anyway. So then we had, how did everybody like the scenes with EJ and Susan?
Oh,
I kind of liked EJ.
Yeah.
They were. They both played it well, and I think kind of made EJ likable.
Yeah.
In a way, you know. So, yeah. But you know how she always was with EJ. And somebody was asking, now Susan raised EJ, right?
Yes. Susan and Edmund.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So he really wasn't raised by Stefano, because Susan took him with her. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. So he really, really grew. Yeah. So he grew up with her. I think, that's what I thought. Okay. Those were sweet. And then we have, what else do we have with EJ? Was he out on a date with Nicole and Sammy called him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he thought
it was Sammy. Yeah, and he thought it was Sammy. And then Gabby and Jake walk in, and Gabby has on that. This was a while back where she found the necklace outside the door, because that's when Sammy was kidnapped. I think it was a couple months ago. And she didn't know where it came from, so she put it on, and EJ recognized it and got all upset and asked, like, where she found it. And she told him. So I don't know. So I'm guessing is it Kristen? Has everybody found out who kidnapped Sammy? Anybody hear any spoilers?
I don't know who it could be.
No. Okay. I don't think it's EJ, the way it's going. I don't know. I've been hearing it's Kristen.
Could it have been Doug as the devil?
Could have been. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why Kristen would have wanted to. I don't know. But do you have any ideas? I don't know. So I don't know how long she's going to be in there. So
I'm confused how Sammy got a cell phone. Did they explain that?
He stole it from the guards.
Oh, okay.
Is that what she said? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she said somebody got, you know, she, I guess all she sees is a guard, but she doesn't know, you know, who kidnapped her or not. And also Marlena wasn't having any, I guess she can't call out, but she could only get incoming calls. Because, like, why didn't she call for help? You know?
So. Exactly.
But anyway, the devil's back in her, but the devil had gone out of her and then turned himself into Kristen, old Kristen, to seduce John. So, some of those scenes where she's, like, practically rubbing up. Did you see some of them scenes, man? She's practically touching him there. I mean, gee, whoa. Yeah. But I guess John kept telling her, no, you know, going to give in. And that's when she threatened to kill him, or she was going to have Susan kill him. And then so Susan stabbed herself. And in the meantime, I guess Steve was talking to Johnny.
Yeah.
And by this time, I think Steve and Kayla are like, they know something's going on. Something's not right with John. And they're trying to figure it out. And Johnny must have said about his encounter with Marlena at the crypt. So Steve goes looking there, and then Steve finds them.
Yeah.
Takes Susan to the hospital, and they rescue John.
There just happens to be several right by the cliff.
Oh, yeah. And there happened to be an axe there, too.
Yeah.
That Anna found outside. I guess she found it outside because Tony ran in and was looking for something, and then all of a sudden Anna comes running in with an axe.
Yep.
At first it was her high heels, and I'm
then
pretty sure she should have taken her shoe off with the high heel.
Yeah,
and started pounding. I could see, yeah, pick the lock with that, or like try to, you know, I don't know. That's what she did before. So then we had the devil comes back. In the meantime, Belle gets Jolie to have full medical power of attorney.
Yeah.
So she can do what she wants. And they thought that, they thought she was just going to visit Doug, but she actually brought him home for Thanksgiving.
Yep. And permanently.
And he was, And he was so heavily medicated because he was kind of there for a while just sitting there. And they found out he was taking all these, you know, medications. And now Kayla's starting to be suspicious and all that. And so they were all there for Thanksgiving. And Mardevil walks in. Well, Marlena walks in. And she's trying to make all these reasons why Doug should be put back. And, of course, he gets all of a sudden stands up and points to her and, of course, says she's the devil. And, of course, the devil uses that as, oh, now see why he should be locked up. And but then everybody now at this point, Belle's starting to, you know, realize it. And so is Sean and everyone. So, and Kayla was there. So,
yeah.
And then Julie Stanton. Now that was some of the best scenes that I've ever seen with Susan Seaforth Hayes when she made her speech. Yeah, and she started with, you know, there's one thing that we have that we can, to conquer you with, and she said, and that is love. And she just went on with all this. Yeah, and it was all, I mean, she just, and you could just see she was, like, into it. She was actually almost herself was, like, shaking, you know. She really got into the character of being so worked up. And when she said that, not today, Satan, and it's the way she said Satan.
Yeah.
And, of course, and then those eyes, I thought those eyes were just, like, going to come out and get her. But, what he threw Sean across the room. Oh, because they were going to arrest her and take Marlena to jail. But then I guess once Jolie stood up to him, and then he kind of, like, slithered away.
Yeah.
Old snake again. Kind of slithered away and went over to Ben and Sierra's to go after the baby, I guess. How about all this? So we have all these good, like, powerful scenes, you know, and then they go back to Ben and Sierra.
Yeah.
Basically recapping their whole courtship or whatever, or the last 4 years.
Fast forward.
There. Yeah, please.
They're on fast forward.
I mean, I like Ben and Sierra. I like, you know, like them, but
I used to like
that
them.
That just seemed like it didn't. Yeah, it kind of like that just kind of didn't fit into that whole thing. I don't know if it was supposed to be the setup for her, for Marlena coming to see them. Because at this point, they don't know anything. They don't know that she's the devil, but more and more people are finding it out.
Yeah.
So now that everybody is, because this is going to go on for a couple more months. I'm thinking this is past Christmas, from what I understand. But everyone thinks, okay, now that they know that Marlena is the devil, are they going to try to cast her out? Or I think, is this like a good way for Eric to come back? And
did I see
right in the previews, does it look like he's a priest again in those previews? Did everybody see the previews?
I haven't.
I thought when he walked in and Marlena saw him, I thought he looked like he was the pre- I don't know if he's going to be the one or is it going to be John again? I don't know. So I don't know how they're going to another month or two drag this out. I heard something about this, the devil. Does he kidnap Ben and Sierra somehow?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be. Yeah. So that'll be. And I think Sammy gets into it, comes back. I don't know how Sammy's involved in this, too. But we really don't hear anything about the movie anymore, unless this is the movie. Does anybody think that what we're actually seeing is Johnny's movie? Yeah.
I'm just assuming it's not going to get made because everybody's going to tell them hell no after going through it a second time.
After this? That could be.
I think they're all done.
Yeah.
They'll take his phone.
Yeah. Well, they all warned him not to do it, so.
Yep.
Those were the best parts of it. Always sticks. Friday always sticks in my head, like what was going on. I know we got to see Henry. He's a toddler now.
Yeah.
What about about one or two? Yeah. So I guess they're slowly bringing the kids back now. Different kids, so. And then like Chanel and Paulina kind of made up. I guess Paulina explained everything to Chanel.
Yeah.
I guess she's okay with Chanel, but they haven't had any, you know, hasn't gone anywhere yet with any of the other ones.
No.
Yeah. And were Kate and Roman on this week? I can't remember if it was this week or last week. Were they on again at the pub?
I didn't see them.
No, they weren't on this week. Okay. I was trying to think there was any Kate. No.
Nope,
I
did not see her at all.
No, okay. What do we have? Rafe and Ava. Really anything there? I don't know. They're trying to put them together. I don't know. And Philip and Brady and Chloe. See, I can't remember.
The only thing standing out
for me is the devil.
Yeah, that's basically what it was all week.
Yeah, we haven't seen Maggie or Victor, and then Xander. And I've been watching like the previews and stuff of some of the things coming up. But I guess is Sarah supposed to be back? I've been hearing. I don't know if it's the same actress or Sarah, or he finds out Sarah. Oh, Rex comes back, and he confronts Rex and says, "Where's Sarah? Did you see that preview?" So Rex is like, what are you talking about? So I don't know if that's just when he finds out about, I don't know if Sarah is actually coming back or not, but I know Rex is back. So without Sarah, and Xander's trying to, and of course, Kristen knows this, and of course, Gwen knows this now. We saw that. I think that was the other week, too.
Yeah.
Did we see anything more about Philip? Remember, Philip was going crazy when he saw them together, but there's nothing else happened after that, right?
Well, according to Gabby, Victor fired him.
Yeah, we did see that, but yeah, and Gabby now, so he's ready to move in on that. We didn't see Victor. Bonnie and Justin weren't on.
Nope.
No. And I know I don't know. Did anybody watch any of the Day of Days stuff that was on? It was all like pre-recorded, and they have it on. That was pretty. I mean, I tried to watch most of the. They had like questions and answers, and they had them in little groups. So, did anybody see any of that?
I didn't.
No, I didn't watch it.
No, you didn't watch any, yeah. And they had little quizzes. And the one thing that was kind of interesting was Sel Stowers. It followed like a day of her on the set.
Oh, cool.
Which was kind of interesting. You know, it showed her actually, she was taping herself at like at 5 a.m. getting into her car. You know, she had no makeup, you know, because she was getting the makeup on there. And this is like, this is her day. And, you know, and they went to the different sets. And, yeah, it was, you know, that was kind of interesting to see, like, and she said, like, they could be there all day. You know, it's can be long days. And she talked about James Reynolds and how she just loves him. And she calls him Papa James because she said he's like my dad. He really is like my dad. Yeah, and it was basically all the actors, you know, talking about their characters, and then they gave them quizzes to see how good they really knew, like, Day's history. Some of them aren't too good at it. But that was, if anybody gets, you know, if you get a chance, I don't know, it might be down by now. I think they were only keeping it up, like, for so long. And I guess they said they're hoping to have it again next year, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that was something. And it, I guess, well, you probably did, you saw the promo. What did anybody think of the promo? It kind of looks really good. The promo, the things that are coming up with, looks like we have two bells, and or did we talk about that last week? I can't remember. The two bells and Ari coming back. So, pretty good.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best promos we've ever seen. That's pretty good.
I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah, it was like kind of like, I think Sammy rocks in on EJ and Nicole in bed. There's like different shocking moments. You know, like, oh. So, I don't know. Anybody can think anything more about this week? It seemed like uneventful except for like the devil. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I can't think. It's my old brain too. It's like anything that happened on Monday, if I don't take notes, which I should, everything, the end of the week is more was what I'm thinking about.
It all like messed together.
Yeah. So I know they had previews for next week. And then there's the Christmas movie coming out. Looks like a lot of them are in the movie, the Christmas movie that's supposed to be coming out. Yeah. So it seems like they're doing more and more on that Peacock network and on the streaming, which whether that'll be a thing in the future. So I'm thinking, you know, what if like NBC or whatever have to take it off? They could go on that. I mean, they have the means to do that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, not as many people maybe can get that, can get Peacock. I don't know. But, I don't know. That's all I got. I'm trying to look at all the notes that I have here. Let's see. Kate Roman weren't on, Brady. Because everything else, other than the devil, everything else is kind of boring.
Oh.
But you thought
Avon
of something.
Avon Rafe. Did we discuss?
Yeah. They were having a discussion, right? They were eating. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They ate dinner.
Yeah.
And Ava picked on them for saying coupon instead of coupon.
I love you, Rafe, because I'm guilty of that, too.
I say coupon.
Wait a minute, he's saying it right. What's that?
Yeah, she's saying it's, I say coupon. No, she insists coupon. That was the only thing I remember
coupon.
From that entire
coupon.
Conversation.
That was funny. Rafe, are you from back east or what? I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know, they were trying to talk about the relationship, and I can't, you know, it was just like they're just boring.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, I'm still thinking Ava's going to, you know, it's going to be Nicole and Rafe. Oh. He's still going to go after her, although we do see Nicole and EJ in bed, but I still think Ava's going to go crazy.
And your father
again.
Eric coming back, too, so you know she's going to. There's no way Nicole's going to resist Father Eric. She's going to jump on that.
Oh, yeah. Just as soon as she gets with Rafe, or they get married, or they're close to getting married, whatever, Eric's going to come back. Now, I wonder if that's a long-term thing.
I hope so.
Or if it's just a, you know, just for this storyline and that's it. I don't know. And, of course, Sammy's probably only going to be back for so long.
Yeah. She'll just be back to cause trouble for Eric.
Yeah. Well, that was all her fault that he left in the first place, or had to leave, or setting them up. Yeah. And I guess we'll probably be seeing more of the kids. I think if I remember in the promo at Christmas time, I think you'll see Charlotte and Thomas. I think. And I think Missy Reeves is back. Now, whether they're going away and staying away, I don't know, because we did see Matt Ashford at the, on set not that long ago for the 56 thing, the Day of Days thing.
Cool.
So I don't know. It would be nice if they, would stay.
Yeah. I will say I like the writing for Jack a lot better this time.
Oh, yeah. He had some good stuff, with Gwen and with Abby and that whole conflict there. Having to deal with both of them gave him some good stuff. Like I said, we still have Gwen, and she's being blackmailed by with
devil.
Trask, having that information. Yeah. And Chad and Abby, I don't know what's going on with them. Any another one that's like, ooh, I don't care. Yeah, I don't think there was anything going on there. And then we had Tripp and Allie, and Chanel. Well, Chanel and Johnny slept together, so. And because she snuck home, and she had the bad dream that her mom was gonna,
disown her.
They're cute together. Yeah, I like them. Together. That's it. I can't think of anything else. Anything? Anybody see anything coming up or? Anything new?
I haven't.
No? Okay. So,
you guys
know,
have a good Thanksgiving?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you?
Yeah.
Too fast. Yeah.
I shopped.
Turkey stuffing. And you shopped.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I had to work on Friday. But my sister and daughter went Black Friday shopping, and then I met them for dinner. Afterwards.
Oh, that's
so
good. Yeah.
That was nice, yeah. Did a little shopping today. They had some of the same deals today that they had yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll have to ask Carrie, what do you think the Steelers are going to do tomorrow? Are you even going to watch the game? Do you even want to watch the game?
Yeah, I'm going to watch and finish up decorating. No joke, I've been working on my tree now for 2 days. But I will show pictures when it's done.
Oh, okay. Well, we're a little behind. We're putting up the tree tomorrow, probably between that and watching the game. So that's the plan for tomorrow. I'm a little behind. Sometimes I have it up the week before, sometimes right after. But, I just don't want to be stressed out. I went to bed the last game because oh, they're not going to do it, and they didn't, but my husband said they almost came back, Went like, nah. Anyway. Just have to hope for the best. All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's it. Yeah, short one tonight, so hopefully there'll be more next week.
I hope so.
Okay. Everybody have a good evening then.
Yep, you guys too.
Okay.
Good night.
Yeah.
Night.
Let's hope it recorded. Okay. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.